This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears blasted her family yet again on Instagram. The pop star, 39, reflected on her freedom and said she's sitting on a vault of sordid stories about relatives who sat by as she endured the grueling conditions of a 13-year conservatorship. "Lord have mercy on my family's souls if I ever do an interview," she wrote. Well, you know, that's coming. Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green are officially divorced. Fox, 35, and Green, 48, will have to split everything bought during their decade-long marriage. They'll share joint custody of their three kids, ages 5 to 9. She's now with Machine Gun Kelly, and he's been dating Dancing with the Stars pro Sharna Burgess. Hope the kids don't have to call Kelly Daddy. Ugh. It was flying hell in business class for those around Kourtney Kardashian on her commercial flight from L.A. to New York. The eldest Kardashian sister raised a stink when fiancé Travis Barker dropped his phone between their seats as the plane took off. She wouldn't take her seat and acted like a child. Her search took 2 hours and he never moved. Ugh. Dave Chappelle has received lots of criticism for his comments about the LGBTQ community in his newest Netflix stand-up special, The Closer. The comedian makes explicit jokes about trans women and offers defenses for previous derogatory comments made by Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling and rapper DaBaby. Of course, his rating numbers are up. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and girlfriend Lauren Sanchez had lunch with her ex, retired NFL tight end Tony Gonzalez, and his wife October, a TV personality who's been featured on Beat Shazam. Bezos was happy after his company Blue Origin blasted Star Trek actor William Shatner and three others into space. And because he's filthy stinking rich. Owen Wilson's ex, Varuni Vongsvaratus, with whom he shares a 3-year-old daughter, claims the actor has yet to meet his little girl, despite maintaining relationships with his two older sons. "He's never met her, unfortunately," Vongsvaratus said after she posted a photo of the tot marking her third birthday on Instagram. Yep. Can you say deadbeat dad? Rocker Vince Neil was taken to the hospital after falling off the stage in the middle of a concert in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The Motley Crue frontman was performing with his own band at the Monsters on the Mountain Festival when he walked to the edge of the stage, urging fans to clap along, and fell to the concrete floor below. Thank God for Dr. Feelgood. Sorry. Lizzo isn't afraid to bare all or blast her haters. The Truth Hurts singer, 33, clapped back at critics of the totally sheer purple gown she wore with nothing but a thong and pasties underneath to Cardi B's birthday party. She said, quote, "It's very funny to me that people are upset that I'm wearing a see-through outfit," unquote. Why? No one needs to see that. Actress Jessica Chastain was only comfortable doing nudity in scenes from A Marriage if her co-star, Oscar Isaac, also bared it all. "I said in the very beginning, I'm comfortable with all the nudity, but any part of my body that you show, you're going to have to show the same with Oscar," the 44-year-old actress said. Isaac's pee-pee is now visible to all. Lucky him.
Idiot of the Week!
Diplo posted a video of himself totally nude as he faces the possibility of multiple charges of rape and sexual misconduct claims. "My impression of the first human to ever try mushrooms," the 42-year-old captioned a clip of him holding a mushroom while wearing only a leaflet over his crotch and a pair of multicolored Crocs.
Idiot!
Paul McCartney, 79, recently described the Rolling Stones as a blues cover band in an interview with The New Yorker. When Mick Jagger, 78, and his mates recently played at LA's SoFi Stadium, Jagger said from the stage, quote, "Paul McCartney's here. He's going to join us in the blues cover band," unquote. Don't you just love it when 70-year-olds start scrapping? Succession fans now have a way to, entertain themselves while watching the hit show. A sex toy called Greg the Egg is programmed to pair with Lovent's brand sex toys and then vibrate every time awkward Succession character Cousin Greg, played by Nicholas Brown, is in a scene. You'll be relieved when the scene is over. Sean Penn's love life just made a U-turn back into bachelorhood. The Oscar-winning star's third wife, actress Layla George, filed for divorce after just 1 year of marriage. The couple dated for 4 years before quietly tying the knot in July of 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic. Penn is 61, she's 29. Next! Madonna's eldest daughter, Lourdes Leone, says that the material girl is a very strict parent and runs a tight ship in her household. The 25-year-old model said, quote, "My mom is such a control freak and has controlled me my whole life. I needed to be completely independent from her as soon as I graduated high school," unquote. Daughter, don't preach. Sorry.
The Trash Bin.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shah lined up a new gig to line her pockets before her fraud trial takes place in March 2022. She received a large sum of money in exchange for her appearance at the Larry Flint strip joint Hustler Club NYC, which will put a dent in her legal bills. Larry Flint said,
The news wrap-up.
Microsoft is shutting down the LinkedIn website in China as internet censorship increases in the country. Facebook says it's adding new safety features after the recent bombshell whistleblower leak. Snapchat is cracking down on illicit drug sales on its platform. Virgin Galactic stock tanked after the company pushed back its start of commercial service to Q4 of 2022. Beam me down, Scotty.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Dune is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Young Thug's Punk enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
It's still Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
State of Terror by Hillary Clinton and Louise Penny is the top fiction book.
6 years after her last album, Adele's new album, 30, is coming November 19th. With giant hits like Rolling in the Deep and Hello, both of her previous two albums rank among the biggest selling in music history. Together, they've sold a staggering 53 million copies. The British singer, 33, who was divorced in 2019, said that after throwing herself into a maze of absolute mess and inner turmoil, she's feeling better. She said, quote, "I've learned a lot of blistering home truths about myself along the way. I've shed many layers, and I feel like I've finally found my feeling again. I've never felt more peaceful in my life," unquote. Well, here's the At Peace Adele with the Song of the Week. Easy on me.
There ain't no room for things to change when we are both so deeply stuck in our ways. You can't deny how hard I've tried. I changed you.
is Adele with the song of the week, Easy on Me.
Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.